O risen Lord, open us to the movement of your Spirit in our midst. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, and again I say good morning. Thank you so much for being here on this Christmas morning. I'm not going to let the announcement by steal my joke. But I do feel after that procession and all of the asperging on you that I felt like I should have brought towels down the aisle with me. It's good to have exuberant clergy, and it's good to have you here, and you being here is a testament through the weather and the asperges to your resurrection resilience, that Christ has died and Christ is risen and Christ will come again. It was a wonderful September morning in New York. I'd gone for an early morning run through the streets of New York, stopped at my favorite cafe and had my favorite bagel, showered, and I was now sitting around the large boardroom of the church pension group discussing the launch of soon-to-be improved benefits. My phone vibrated and instinctively I looked at it, and it was a buddy of mine from Spokane, and all it said was, "Shooting at Freeman." And as I began to compose my response to him, a snarky response about his bad form in basketball, because in my world, shooting and Freeman is all about basketball. And then my phone began to blow up with text and phone calls from students and parents and all sorts of folks who were associated or knew my association with the Freeman School. To set just a little more context for those who don't know, the Freeman School District is where our children attended before I was blessed to come and to serve as your bishop. It's also a school where I have coached basketball for over 15 years, and I still, as some of you know, return there in the summer and coach basketball camps for kids from kindergarten to eighth grade, and the older kids serve as counselors. And I coach summer league, spending upwards to 5 hours on a basketball court with these players. I tell you, when you spend that many years and that much time, when a tragedy of this magnitude hits, it feels very close to being your own children. One fatality, 3 injured, 2 of which were my, and I use that intentionally because of the sense of my relationship and feeling to them, were my players. Horrific, tragic, life-changing. And I'm here to tell you loud and clear on this Easter morning, darkness, destruction, death does not win. For the last 7 months, I have been blessed to walk with those 2 players, the rest of their team and coaches, and a larger community. A journey that has taken us from shock to anger to a huge sense of loss of innocence. And I'm happy on this Easter morning to a place today of incredible resiliency. Freeman Strong is what is posted outside the school. Freeman Strong is on all of our wristbands that we wear. Freeman Strong is on innumerable t-shirts that you see folks wearing all the time. That Freeman Strong doesn't come from that sense of, well, stiff upper lip. It doesn't come from that place of endurance. It comes from a much deeper, soulful place. This tragedy has changed them. And it certainly has changed me. The clear witness in face of this horrific occurrence of death of not only of an individual, but of so much more. That in the strength of team, the strength of family, the strength of community, and yes, most importantly, the strength of faith, a deep resurrection, resiliency, has emboldened all of us who have been impacted by this life-changing experience. The genesis of this resurrection resilience is not about this day or that day. At the heart of it, it is about the gospel that we just proclaimed here in this cathedral, where those three women went to tend to their Lord, a Lord that they believed had death. Jesus was gone. The body needed to be tended to be anointed. Imagine their shock. Imagine their sense of overwhelmness in that moment. And then to be told, he's not dead. He lives. And then quickly that news spreads. And as quickly many begin to see and experience the risen Lord, who has changed, but who is the same Lord. But it changes everything. Not only those who were close to him, but it changes the world. Because it makes it clear yet again that death does not have dominion. Regardless of the despair and darkness that overcomes, death does not win. It is in the midst of that we find our DNA. Those of us who have chosen to follow Jesus, we are the ones who continue to proclaim that this day. We are the ones who live now in that deep place of resurrection resiliency, formed and nurtured in caring communities like this cathedral. People who show us compassion, people who walk with us in our darkest times, people who make it clear to us of the never-ending love which is ours and the never-ending life which is ours. We are emboldened to know that we are followers of the risen Lord. It is as the psalmist reminded us in our daily readings for Good Friday. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him. There is no denying, my friends, that none of us escape our own tragedies in life. Death, illness, financial challenges, and a whole myriad of social injustice. It is, as Ernest Hemingway once wrote, the world breaks each and every one of us at some point. As one of the young people said to me, after the shooting in Las Vegas, I can't go to school. I can't go to the mall. I can't go to the movie theater. I can't go to a concert. I can't even go to church. I want to tell you about that young person now. Because the nurturing of a caring faith community, the nurturing of a caring family and friends, now that young person has found the ability, the capacity to live a life of resurrection resiliency. And she now once again stands up and says, I will go to those places. I will live with a place of hope and live in a place of love and not in a place of fear. The witness of those Freeman High School young women, the witness of the young people we see marching across our country, is the same witness as the women at the tomb when they went to find their beloved Jesus. And it is the same witness throughout the ages, and it is the same witness that brings you here today. It is the witness that we proclaim from the rafters of this great cathedral. No death. Death does not win. Life wins. Love wins. Resurrection wins. And once you know that, then a resiliency begins to build within you, embolden you with hope and love. T.D. Bishop once sang this song with his choir, the Potterhouse Mass Choir. But it is a good place for us always to find ourselves. Take courage, my soul, And let us journey on through the night. It is dark and I'm still far from home. Praise be to God. The morning light appears. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Alleluia. 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 And on this Easter morning, when we have come to boldly proclaim our own deep resurrection resiliency as we proclaim those words of Christ rising, the Easter Bunny fights for center stage. Well, let me tell you a little something about bunnies. It comes from Richard Adams, Watership Down. Here are the words. Rabbits, rabbits, says Mr. Lockerly, are like human beings in many ways. One of these is certainly their staunch ability to withstand disaster and to let the stream of their life carry them along past the reaches of terror and loss. They have a certain quality which it would not be accurate to describe as callousness or indifferent. It is rather a blessedly circumscribed imagination and an intuitive feeling that life is now. A foraging wild creature, intent above all on survival, is stronger than anything. Even the Easter Bunny knows something about resurrection resiliency. Let us pray, friends. Love divine, all love excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down, fix us in thy humble dwelling and thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter into every trembling heart. Breathe, O breathe thy loving spirit into every troubled breast. Finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless let it be. Let us see thy great salvation, perfectly restored in thee. Changed from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise, lost in wonder, love, and praise, this Easter morning and forevermore. In Christ's risen name, amen.